Support by Denali National Park. Enjoy the views along the way and keep your eyes open for moose, bears, caribou, and 130 different bird species in the park's natural wilderness area. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause in for Antonia Gonzalez. For the last 3 years, the Pasquayaki tribe in southern Arizona has been advocating for the county official in charge of early voting to reinstate an early voting site in its urban reservation, going so far as to file a lawsuit against the Pima County, Arizona Recorder's Office last year. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media reports that the tribe and the recorder's office are celebrating a settlement in the case.
The settlement lays out that for every statewide primary and general election from now till the end of 2024, the Pasquayaki tribe will have an early voting site within its reservation. Chairman Peter Yocopicio says, with this new site, even if the monsoon rains flood the streets into Tucson during early voting, people will still be able to vote within the reservation.
This has touched a place in my heart, and for our people, you know, I almost cried when they told us, hey, you are going to get restored your voting site.
He says the right to vote is just as important in Arizona Indian Country as it is in an Arizona county. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The California Senate unanimously voted to approve a measure that would create a state holiday on California Native American Day for court employees. The state holiday would exchange for Columbus Day and be observed on the fourth Friday of September. California State Assembly member James Ramos introduced the measure.
We've been working on this holiday for well over 20-something years. Ultimately, got elected to the State Assembly and was approached to move forward a bill that would exchange for the court systems in the state of California Columbus Day as a paid holiday and exchange it for California Native American Day as the paid holiday for the court systems in the state of California.
The measure awaits the governor's signature.
And because California Native American Day has been celebrated within the Indian community for years, we know that there'll be ongoing activities. So we encourage the population of the state of California on California Native American Day to get out and learn more about California's first people that makes this state what it is today.
While marijuana remains illegal in North Carolina, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians voted to establish a medical marijuana program on tribal lands. Eastern Band Principal Chief Richard Steed spoke to the ordinance during a tribal council meeting on August 5th.
And the issue is this is a compassionate care issue. This is an issue for people who have chronic pain, for people who have cancer and who are on chemotherapy and cannot eat, for people who have PTSD, for soldiers who have come back from combat, for those who are battling opioid addiction. This is the off-ramp.
The ordinance creates a legal framework for a medical cannabis program, an advisory commission to study cannabis-related issues, as well as a control board to set regulations.
We are a sovereign. We are a nation. And our people have asked for this. I can assure you there has been extreme diligence done in crafting this ordinance, a tremendous amount of diligence done in researching operations, the manufacturing side, the dispensary side, et cetera. We have the capacity to do it. We have the wherewithal to do it. And it is my sincere hope that you all today have the will to do it. Thank you.
The Oneida Indian Nation is a partner in one of six bids to operate mobile or online sports betting in New York. The state is expected to award two licenses for online sports platforms needed to place online bets. Bidders hope licenses are at least issued in time for the February 2022 Super Bowl. President Joe Biden nominated a Umatilla's tribal citizen to lead the National Park Service. If confirmed, Chuck Sams would be the first Native American to hold the position of director. Sams is Cayuse in Walla Walla and a citizen of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. According to White House officials, he's also worked in state and tribal governments and a nonprofit natural resource and conservation management fields for more than 25 years. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. The Native Urban Elder Needs Assessment Survey will provide data to improve urban Indian elder health equity. Elders are underrepresented in data, and you can help. Info and survey at uiacoalition.org.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.